Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. On page 120, the worship of the nine forms of Durga. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, the goddess of inspiration, come here and stay here. I bow to the goddess of inspiration. I bow to the goddess of inspiration. I invite the goddess of inspiration and establish her within. You are being worshipped with water for washing your feet, etc. Padyadibi. I'm giving you water for padyam, for washing your feet, and other ingredients just to demonstrate the sincerity of my respect. Om, you are worshipped in the world, praised in the world as the intrinsic nature of all energy. O ever pure one, please accept this worship. We bow to you, O Mother of the Universe. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, goddess of learning, come here, stay here. I bow to the goddess of learning. I invite the goddess of learning and establish her within. You are being worshipped with water for washing your feet. Om, you are the residence of the three cities, the gross body, the subtle body, the causal body. The support of the three gunas, being, becoming, and rest. The intrinsic nature of the road to wisdom. No one proceeds along the path to wisdom without cultivating divine knowledge. The goddess who is praised in the three worlds, O image of the three, I am worshiping you. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, goddess of practice, come here, stay here. I bow to the goddess of practice. I invite the goddess of practice and establish her within. You are being worshipped with water for washing your feet. Om, you divide time, but remain beyond division. Welfare in the heart of Lord Shiva. Always grant welfare, O Divine Mother. I worship the goddess of welfare. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, goddess of refinement, come here, stay here. I bow to the goddess of refinement. I invite the goddess of refinement and establish her within. You are being worshipped with water for washing your feet. Om, you give rise to the qualities of every atom, the eyes that perceive all form. You distinguish the infinite energy, O eyes of desire. I am worshiping you. So here, this goddess of refinement has the eyes of desire, because everything that we perceive is perceived through the objective that we're pursuing. So we've colored the glasses, so to speak. We're perceiving through the eyes of desire, almost the difference between Sundari and Kanti. Sundari is a beautiful form, but Kanti is more beautiful because of our relationship to it. Here, these eyes of desire are assisting us in the process of refining that practice. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, goddess who nurtures divinity, come here, stay here. I bow to the goddess who nurtures divinity. I invite the goddess who nurtures divinity and establish her within. You are being worshipped with water for washing your feet. Om, you are the warrior against anger, the limitation of anger, the stupidity of anger you cut asunder. I bow to her, the Supreme Goddess. I worship she who tears apart thoughts. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, goddess who is ever pure, come here, stay here. I bow to the goddess who is ever pure. I invite the goddess who is ever pure and establish her within. You are being worshipped with water for washing your feet. Om, the bliss of happiness, cause of peace. All the gods continually bow to you. You are the soul of all existence, O goddess. You who belong to Shiva, I worship you. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. Dark night, surrendering the ego. Come here, stay here. I bow to the dark night. I invite the dark night and establish her within. You are being worshipped with water for washing your feet. Om, you are the warrior against anger, the limitation of anger. You cut asunder the seed of desire. I bow to her, the supreme goddess. I worship Gayatri, the three forms of wisdom. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, the great radiant light, come here, stay here. I bow to the great radiant light. I invite the great radiant light and establish her within. You are being worshipped with water for washing your feet. Om, beautiful, with a golden colored body, bestower of happiness and beauty, O Mother of the Universe, the Goddess of Contentment, I worship the Excellent of Excellence. Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, the grantor of perfection, come here, stay here. I bow to the grantor of perfection. I invite the grantor of perfection and establish her within. You are being worshipped with water for washing your feet. Om, you are the destroyer of fear from difficulties for me, from the effects of wickedness. I always worship with devotion the reliever of difficulties who destroys all difficulties. Om. First is the goddess of inspiration, and second, the goddess of learning. Third is the goddess of practice, and the goddess of refinement is fourth. Fifth is the goddess who nurtures divinity. Sixth is the one who is ever pure. Seventh is the goddess of the dark night of surrendering the ego. The goddess of the great radiant light is eighth. Ninth is the goddess who grants perfection. The nine Durgas, relievers of difficulties, have been enumerated, and these names have been revealed by the great soul of the Supreme Himself. Om, we bow to the respected reliever of difficulties. Well, these nine Durgas are the formula for success in any objective that we choose. We take the inspiration, we cultivate the knowledge, we learn about it, we practice, we refine that practice until we start to nurture divinity. We become ever pure, completely pure in that practice. Surrender the darkness of egotism. Become one with the great radiant light. Ninth is the grantor of perfection. These are the nine Durgas. United in succession, in the path to perfection, proclaimed by the great soul of the Supreme Himself from the origin of creation, as the Devi Kavach tells us. Please.
Do you have any goal in mind that you want, and then do this chanting, say, every day, and then do a sankalpa? Is that part of...
That's a part of it. However, the reality is, before you even define the goal, you've got an inspiration. And as soon as you got the inspiration, you started learning about what inspired you. And then you defined the goal and started practicing. And then it became a sankalpa, and you refined that practice. So yes, if you chant the names of these nine Durgas every day, certainly it will help you take you closer to your goal. But even more, if you live with these nine Durgas, every time you get an inspiration, you'll recognize something inspired me. And suddenly, it's not the same as it was before we were inspired. No, inspiration is a form of love. And there's this pull, this magnetic attraction that starts pulling us along. We're inspired. Now we want to start learning about what inspires us. And now we give up logic and reason. And suddenly we're in the grips of a love affair. There's something that's pulling us along more than the intellectual thought, well, if I chant this, then I'll get closer to my goal. When we're inspired, things change. It's not something we force ourselves to do. It becomes a joy to follow our heart. In fact, it's a necessity. It's necessary for all of us. We all find that. We defy logic again and again every time we get inspired. Just our hearts pull us along. I mean, there's just something that says, I have to sell my house, quit my job, pack all my belongings, and move to California. That's one form of inspiration. It's not logical. You couldn't explain it to anybody. Well, you could try to rationalize the decision, but you couldn't really explain what happened that made us do what we're doing. No one could pay you to chop wood and run a backhoe. I mean, none of us would do this for money. The only reason we're thinking of doing this and living this kind of life is because of the inspiration. And that defies logic. So the first is the inspiration. And when we recognize that, we say, wow, I'm inspired. I'm going to go with it. Let me study the source of my inspiration. Don't deny it. It's a part of us. And this says that it's been a part of us since time immemorial. The creation is built with that inspiration inherent. And that's what makes life a love affair. Because we get to follow our heart into so many places that we would never go to if we were only following our intellect. That's what makes it a challenge and a joy and an adventure. Are there any other questions about the nine Durgas or the first nine Durgas? Yes, please.
Let me see if I can formulate this question. There are two goddesses here, the goddess who nurtures divinity, Skandamata.
Yes.
And the dark night.
Yes.
Goddess, Kalaratri.
Yes.
And the verse right after describing them.
Yes.
Is very similar.
Yes, they are.
There's only a slight, well, maybe a big difference.
There is a slight big difference.
With the goddess who nurtures divinity, you know, the warrior against anger and limitation of anger, but also cutting asunder stupidity of anger. But then with Kalaratri, limitation of anger, warrior against anger, but then cutting asunder Rakta Beach.
Yes.
So can you, is it possible to talk a little bit about the differences there between these two goddesses? They seem at first glance very different, but they something very close.
Yes, they're all united and they're all working together. So here's Skandamata is the mother who nurtures divinity. She makes us feel divine. Like we're doing this action and it feels like an expression of divinity. It feels like it's not only just a really good thing to do and a really pure thing to do, but it's a divine thing to do, and I feel divine doing it. And then I become pure in the action. And now here comes this Chandabirha. She is the warrior against all the anger, passion, misdirected passion. And she cuts asunder the seed of desire so that there are no other desires other than to become one with the great radiant light. And she's next.
Well, before that is Skandamata, who is in this whole conception. She's mentioned
yes.
earlier before Katyayini.
Yes, the she who is ever pure.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
So we have inspiration, learning, practice, refining, nurturing our divinity, becoming really pure in the action, completely pure in the action, cutting asunder all the other desires and becoming an expression of that great radiant light.
Oh, God, thank you.
That's how they're united in the path of successively, the path to perfection. Let's move on. The Navapatrika. And these are the worship of the nine containers of divinity. So here we have nine vessels that are filled with godliness. Puja is really fun. And they are symbolized by the nine flowers that go on the right side in the back row. Om. O Goddess Durga, come here and reside in my thoughts in the form of beauty everywhere. Make peace. I bow to you. Om, thus is sung a hymn to beauty. I bow to the creative energy. In the battle with the great ego, you shined upon all existence, O one of excellent vows. For the purpose of my advancement, come, O beloved of Vishnu. Om, thus is sung a hymn to the Shining One. I bow to she who is beyond time. O goddess covered in turmeric, in the form of Uma, you give boons. O one of excellent vows, destroy all of my obstacles. You be pleased, O beloved of Vishnu. Om, thus is sung a hymn to the goddess covered in turmeric. I bow to the reliever of difficulties. You destroy self-deprecation and self-conceit along with the multitude of the armies of the gods. You are being worshipped along with those who are victorious. Give us boons. Om, thus is sung a hymn to the goddess of victory. I bow to the ever-pure one. She is the beloved of Mahadev, Shiva. And she is always beloved of Vasudeva, Vishnu. Uma loves this tree in the form of Bilba. I bow to you, Om. Thus is sung a hymn to the Bilba. I bow to Shiva, the Divine Mother. Now, here in the form of the Bilba tree, the leaves have three leaves to a stem. And the fruit is all round like a baseball, and very soft inside, very hard shell outside, and very sweet. We open up the fruit, take out the inside, and mash it up in the juice, mix it with yogurt, and it's a delicious drink.
Didn't we have that in Benares from
We did, yes. Yes, right. And we also offer the bilva leaves into the Homa when we do worship for Shiva. Remember we did that in Annapurna Temple?
Bilva leaves, yeah. But what was the drink?
That was it. That's what he's talking about. That was mixed
Bilva is one of the five kinds of trees that are especially holy in India. So, you fought with the multitude of Raktabijas facing you, all those seeds of desire. In order to perform the work of Uma, always protect me. Om, thus is sung a hymn to the multitudes. I bow to she with red teeth. Remember Raktadantika? She devours all the passion. Hara, Shiva, loves this tree. Yesterday's grief and all grief it destroys. Durga especially loves this, so make me eternally free from grief. Om, thus is sung a hymn to freedom from grief. I bow to she who makes us free from grief. Upon this leaf from the tree of thought, the goddess sits, the beloved of Sachi, Indra's wife. For the purpose of my progress, please accept my worship and be pleased with me. Om, thus is sung a hymn to thoughts. I bow to she who moves in the paradigm of consciousness, manifesting all the pure thoughts. This giving of wealth is beloved by Uma. It protects the life force of the perceivable universe and proves the validity of the supreme divinity. Please protect me always. Om thus is sung a hymn to the giving of wealth. I bow to the great goddess of true wealth. So these are 9 containers of divinity, all forms of the divine mother, all goddesses who give us protection in every circumstance. Now let's go ahead. Are there any questions about the 9 Pavlikas? Yes, please.
Where it says, in order to perform the work of Uma, always protect me?
Yes.
Is that talking about us performing the work of Uma?
Yes, for us to perform and for her to perform as well, all of us. Now remember, A means creation, U means preservation or circumstance, and Ma means transformation or culmination. So Uma is the mother of U, the protector of all the circumstance, the mother of all circumstance of all creation. So here we're asking to perform the work of Uma, that we will be blessed with protection as members of creation, and we will offer refuge and protection to the rest of creation. May we perform the work of Uma. Nine other forms of Durga. She has 4 faces, the progenitress of the universe, who rides upon a swan and grants boons. She is the form of creation of great parts. We bow to her, to Brahmani. Om Maya, increase. I bow to the creative energy. She rides upon a buffalo, shining radiantly. She is Shiva, with 3 eyes, and she grants boons. We bow to Maheshwari, the great seer of all, who is the cause of the dissolution of the creation. Om Maya, increase, I bow to the great seer of all. Kumari, the ever-pure one, is of a yellow color. She rides upon a peacock with energy in her hands of great parts. I bow to she who always grants boons. Om Maya, increase, I bow to the ever-pure one. She holds a conch shell, discus, club, and lotus as the intrinsic nature of Krishna. She is the form of circumstances, situated with the king of swords. She is Vaishnavi, the energy pervading all existence. We bow to her. Om Maya, increase, I bow to the energy pervading all existence. She is the goddess who appears as a boar. Her great teeth are beautiful. She is the giver of purity, of yellow color. We bow to her, to Varahi, the boar of sacrifice. Om Maya, increase, I bow to the boar of sacrifice. Remember when Varaha Avatar came as a boar, Vishnu came and he raised the earth from below the waters on his tusks. Only the boar was able to go beneath the water, and he had sufficient strength to raise up the earth. She is the goddess who appears as the man-lion, the reflection of the forces of duality and animalism. She shines and gives forth the radiance of her shine. We bow to Narsinghi, the man-lion of courage. O Maya, increase, I bow to Narsinghi, the man-lion of courage. Indrani, the energy of the rule of the pure, sits upon the shoulders of an elephant. With 1,000 eyes shining, I bow to the goddess who gives boons and to whom all the gods also bow as well. O Maya, increase, I bow to Indrani, the energy of the rule of the pure. The slayer of passion and meanness, who churns passion, shines forth with a garland of skulls. She emits a loud laugh. I bow to the soul who manifests in existence. Om Maya, increase, I bow to the slayer of passion and meanness, Chamunda. The ever-pure one has 10 arms, the slayer of the great ego. She is the goddess with the pleased face. We bow to her, the giver of boons. Om Maya, increase, I bow to the ever-pure one. You who tear apart thoughts and the other 9 Durgas are the beauty of Shiva. Please accept this all-encompassing worship and protect me, O Supreme among the 3 qualities. O Maya, increase, I bow to she who tears apart thought. O Maya, increase, I bow to the 9 forms of Durga. Now remember in chapter 8 of the Chandi, after the death of the seed of desire, I'm sorry, and after the death of anger and passion in chapter 7, Chamunda, then self-conceit became extremely enraged and he called all the Asuras of great strength to come and make battle with the Divine Mother. Then from out of the body of the Divine Mother came 9 forms to do battle with this multitude of the army of Asuras. And these are the 9 forms of Durga that came in chapter 8 of the Chandi. Also in chapter 11, these 9 forms are described and Narayani Stuti, and we say Narayani Namostute. We bow to you in the form of the exposer of consciousness. Narayani Namostute. Do you have any questions about these 9 Durgas?
I just want to...
Please.
Narasimhi. She's the Divine Mother who's a female energy, yet she appears as a man.
Yes, Narasimhi. Remember, all the gods sent their Shaktis to help the Divine Mother fight. And in the same roop as the gods appeared, in that same roop did their Shaktis come. And so she is Narsingh, he. So Narsingh is human or man. Then this is verse number 13. Your Highness, at this time, in order to slay the thoughts and to raise the gods back to heaven from the bodies of the creative capacity, the consciousness of infinite goodness, and the consciousness that pervades all, and also from the rule of the pure and other gods as well, energies emerged in forms that possessed extreme valor and tremendous strength, and these forms joined in the battle with she who tears apart thought. In the same dress and ornaments, and with the same carriers as the gods possess, in that same appearance, their energies came to fight in the war with the thoughts. So these are the 9 Durgas that come in chapter 8. Any other questions about these 9 Durgas? Om Sam Sarasvati Namaha. Thank you.